The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them authority over all demons to cure disease and then he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick nor sack, nor food nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and until you leave from there. As for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." Then they set out and they went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. A couple words about this gospel. We've talked about this many times before, but notice, in order to proclaim the kingdom, they have to be freed from many things. And each of these things that he tells them not to take for the journey symbolize something. The walking stick was self-defense. That's a symbol for self-defense. You didn't carry a stick to lean on, really. You carried it to defend yourself against robbers. But of course, at a more spiritual level, we don't need... If we're going to be very defensive and try to preach the gospel at the same time, we're not going to get very far. You see what I'm saying? My ego, my precious little ego, or I have to win an argument, or... that's not going to get us very far if we're going to be evangelizers. So we have to sort of be free of this need to defend ourselves and realize that we're going to be ridiculed, laughed at, scorned, and called names. And be free of concern about this. That's the first thing the Lord says. Don't take this walking stick with you. don't take a sack. Now, again, this idea of all these possessions and things that weigh us down. Well, you know, I can't evangelize. I got to get my car. My car's in the shop. You know, I mean, just a symbol there. But I mean, there's so many things that distract us. So many possessions and things that weigh us down and make our capacity or to be free limited. I don't have a list to give you of things to get rid of. I'm just telling you, you know, travel light. And don't be so connected. Because you see, our possessions really tie us into this world, don't they? They kind of bog us down a bit. And to the degree that we can be free of all sorts of things that clutter our life, we're going to be freer to announce the kingdom. One reason that some people don't announce the kingdom is, again, because they're afraid of losing things, losing position, losing possessions. The early Christians, when they announced that they were for Jesus, sometimes got thrown in prison, they lost business contacts, they were isolated, they were disowned from their families. You see, they lost a lot. And the question is, the more you have, the costlier living the gospel is. And so one of the solutions is not to have a lot to lose. Yeah, but when you have, quote, too much to lose, it's much less likely that you're going to preach and announce the kingdom. So the vision here, again, is this idea of no walking stick and all that self-defensiveness we have, and then no sack, in other words, lots of luggage. No food. Remarkable. You know, don't take food for the journey. Remarkable. But here I think the image for us is trust. Give us this day our daily bread. God will provide this. And we need to kind of have a radical trust. Likewise, it says not to bring money. You know, what does money do? It unlocks the world for you. Right? You just hand this slip of paper that says 10 on it, and suddenly someone's handing you products to take home. It's an amazing thing. It just unlocks the world, doesn't it? So, again, once again, the Lord is asking us to realize that money and allowing food, if you will, to be an image of our most basic needs. He's allowing us, or asking, inviting us, if you will, to trust Him more about these basic things and not be so anxious about where am I going to get food, where am I going to get clothing, where am I going to get shelter, where am I going to... and again, I know, we can't just walk through life without any plans. If you're going to travel, well, for some of us are going to the Holy Land, we already know that our travel arrangements have been made, the hotels have been arranged, and so on. But, so again, don't take it so literally that, you just walk through life without any plans. But the invitation is to learn to trust God more about your basic needs. Because if we don't, once again, who do we trust? The world, ourselves, someone. We're going to rely on someone, whether it's ourselves or someone, to provide for these things. And the less you rely on God, the less good you are at evangelizing. The more you rely on God, the better you are. And then don't take a second tunic. There's, again, a kind of a detachment here. What is the tunic that you need? In the Bible, the clothing that, in the New Testament particularly, the clothing that we are to wear is the garments of righteousness. All you need is righteousness. You don't need eloquence. You don't need encyclopedic knowledge. You don't need... What you need is righteousness. Wear the garment that God wants you to wear. Wear the wedding garment. Wear the book of Revelation says it was given to the saints to wear a long white robe. And what is that long white robe? It is the righteous deeds of all the saints. And so the most effective thing in terms of your evangelizing is your holiness. See? Now, it's nice to be eloquent. It's nice to have all the answers to all the questions. Why do you Catholics not ordain women? How come all your priests are evil and mean and nasty and doing terrible things? It's nice to have those answers, but it's even more important to have holiness, to have righteousness. Why do you Catholics worship Mary? Well, okay, good. You got to have some answers for those things, but in the end, what's really going to win the day is not that you won an argument with somebody or really showed them how wrong they were, but that you're holy. So you don't need a second tunic is kind of the image here. So I just hope that you see that there's a lot in this passage, even with these things not to carry. It says, stay in one house, don't go from house to house. In other words, have a kind of a stability in your relationships. Have a home base from which to operate stick with that plan. And for most of us, that means stick with your families. No, I don't like my family. Well, too bad. It's the family you got. Work with that family. If only my husband was like this, that'd be more holy. If only my wife, if only my kids were better. If only. And we go on and on about these things. Instead of just saying, look, this is what I have to work with. And work with it. Well, it's not perfect. Well, okay. So? Anyone here have a perfect family? Okay, so then why not work with the family you have? We all got some nuts falling from our family tree, it looks like. So work with the family you have and stay in that place. I have a parish. Stay here. Well, some priests talk like this. If mom knew my parish this, I wish I was in that parish. And I don't like this parish, I want to be in that parish. Father, work with the parish God gave you. Work with the vineyard that you have, you see. So, and then finally, getting back to this idea of the walking stick, he concludes, he says, look, if someone doesn't accept you, man, don't get all hung up about it. Just shake the dust. Move on. But I didn't, they were mean to me, and I didn't win them, or I didn't win the convert, get over it, says the Lord. Man, look what they did to me, man. They nailed me to a cross, and I was sinless, and I was the best preacher that ever lived. And I was the smartest man who ever walked this planet, and look what they did to me. Now, get over it, man. If they did this to me, they're going to do it to you. Don't take it personally. See, it's not you that they hate, it's me. And so, you see the idea? Shake the dust. Don't let it get to you. Well, my husband laughs at me when I invite him to come to church. Or my children say, oh, Mom. So on. Shake the dust. Get up. Keep evangelizing. Don't let it get to you. All right? So the idea is, and finally it simply says they set out. They went from village to village. They did what God told them to do. So again, just a little advice this morning for evangelizers. Amen.